Here we go. All right. It went longer than I thought it was going to.
No, I think people really like the intro music. We never got complaints about the xylophones. So.
We haven't gotten any hate mail yet.
Yeah.
Hate we email. It didn't get any Molotov emails.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome back to the Daily Offcasts. We are a little behind because we are limiting ourselves to 4 cards per day and they're spoiling them too fast. So we still haven't even finished Tuesday spoilers. So that's what we're going to do today.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. So the first card that we got. So we were going to cover.
These are from what?
Null Signal Station podcast.
That was a good one. Dividus. Fascinating person. Love listening.
I've never actually listened to it. I guess it's a great time to start.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to keep up on those rival podcasts so you can steal all their good ideas. Everyone's going to steal our good idea of a custom handmade intros. That's going to be the thing that we contribute to the collective.
I think so. We put a lot of effort into it, so I don't know
about it. All right.
Tell me about a card.
Let's start with something chill. Okay, how about this one? Living Mural. It is a Icebreaker Killer Trojan Shaper program. So this is it. We finally got the Trojan that combos with that one Shaper runner.
Aristana? Her name is?
I don't even remember. So it says, install only on a piece of ice. Interface 1, break 1 subroutine on a sentry protecting this server. And then spend 1 credit for +2 strength. Okay. It also has a threat ability. But it is a sentry breaker, and it can break stuff on any ice in its server, which is crazy. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Threat 4 says... threat 4, when you install this program, it gets +3 strength for the remainder of the turn. Okay, so it kind of fits the theme of I don't even know the names of those. The icebreakers that get stronger the turn you play them.
Yes, the mathematician ones. Gauss, Euler. Was the third one? I don't think so.
Oh.
It's kind of a complete.
Da Vinci? No, that's a painter.
Da Vinci's an older one.
He was a mathematician too. He was an everyman.
A Renaissance man.
A Da Vinci man, I think is what they call it. I think the official term is a Vitruvian man. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure. I'll believe you. I like this because it does the whole server, right? So it's almost like if you could put on the most expensive ice there, then it's like you're daring them to overwrite it, right? To trash your program.
Yeah, it's like a cyber cipher, but it has the corp can get rid of it.
But also, you could cause an ice trash like secondhand, which is cool. But then you lose your breaker, which is bad. So if you
install it on their sentry, generally the sentries are going to be very valuable, and then. It's going to be worth it for them to leave it.
That's true. Because you'll probably be spending a lot of money. How sad are you going to be to make a run, to slap down your living mural, and they res magnet? It's going to happen.
Yeah, that'll be actually savage.
That's going to be
savage. Yeah, I mean, magnet makes this way worse.
I guess, but yeah, that's a lot of dedication.
Wait, does Hush work on Magnet?
Hush works on Magnet. Hush wins the Magnet interaction. Yeah.
Does the Magnet draw the Hush to it?
I think so, and then the Magnet, it gets blanked, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's pretty mean. Okay.
You could pull it off with the second one, and then, but then you could just move Hush anyway.
So. All right, so this card is amazing, but Magnet exists. That's the assessment.
Kinda, and then but they felt I don't know if you looked at the ban list stuff today, but then they felt, hey, you know, Tithonium makes this too vulnerable, and it's also an awkward rules interaction because if you hosted it on Tithonium while it was unrezzed, and then Tithonium got rezzed, and it doesn't get trashed. I think so. I don't know.
Oh,
I think
weird.
It was over the curve for it, as well as other things with Tithonium. I like Tithonium, though. Sad to see it go.
I am also really sad to see Tithonium go, though. That was definitely one of my favorite cards. Okay. Living Mural, super cool. The frog faction. I mean, they are certainly the reptile faction with Chameleon as well.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. What else do we got? Let's talk about a complicated card. Eryu Ayase Pessoa. This is
a. This one I don't remember.
So it's a runner anarch card, a resource connection clone. And she costs two, and she has an ability that says click, take one tag, run archives is successful. Instead of breaching archives, breach R&D, uses only once per turn. So it's like the
she's like a mom holding like the girl's hand through the market.
Yeah, and then she got like a cantaloupe or a banana. I agree. I really like it. I really like this art, actually.
ShadowNet spoilers. I want to hit you with my theory for the Anarch ID.
Well, we can't talk about your spoilers until later. You're gonna have to wait till your turn on your own podcast.
Sometimes I'm impatient.
So she's basically Omar's kind of ability in a connection, which I like a lot. I like the design of this way more than I like the design of Omar. I hated Omar. The moment I saw him, I hated him, and I hated him every single time I played against him, 100% without fail. You know,
sure, yeah.
Maybe that means I have a weakness in my play.
Additionally balanced by a tag, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So,
Anarch
can do about tags, but
you can slap this card down and use it like the old, give him the old sneak door. But it's you do have that tag, so you have to be careful with your remaining two clicks. One of your remaining two clicks is going to be the tag, so you really only have one left. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I like this card a lot. Also, she has a threat ability. Threat 3, whenever you breach R&D during a run on Archives, access one additional card. Okay, that is actually insane. This card is...
That's pretty good.
Really, really, really quite good. Oh, gosh. We have to go... Phil, we're going to have to, like, when spoiler season's over, we're going to have to, like, talk about our thoughts about set pieces here, because I have, like, a lot of thoughts about... threat now that I've seen quite a few more cards, but I don't think we have time to talk about it right now.
We'll do our recap at the end when we get to it. It'll be like the middle of November by the time we're done this podcast, and then we'll talk about it.
Maybe we'll do like a 30-minute episode.
Oh,
maybe we'll evolve into a real podcast. All right.
No, what else? Keeping it fast. We're keeping it quick.
Gotta keep it fast and quick. We're the vending machine podcast.
Yeah. Card, I love it.
Love it. Yeah, all right, let's move on. Okay, so we've got three more cards. Oh my gosh. Okay, three more cards. We've got Baia Bands. So this is like a some kind of reference to the Olympics or something. I don't know.
I looked this up because I was like, I don't know what this is. So they're kind of like little good luck charm. Not bracelets, but more like strips of fabric that you could tie around stuff for different things. Like, I don't know, like different colors symbolizes like different things.
Okay, cool. So it says
you gotta make a wish upon it kind of thing from what I understood.
Oh, okay. So, and then your wishes are fulfilled if your run is successful.
That makes sense. Yeah, you pick two.
The text says, run any server. If successful, resolve two of the following effects in any order. So then you have four potential things you can do. You can remove a tag. You can install a card for one less. You can draw two cards. Or you can place four credits on it and spend them to pay trash costs. And the card itself costs two. So it's kind of like Deuces Wild was, where it's supposed to be like the sort of like... mash of all the things you might want. It does cost one neutral influence, so that's pretty meaningful. Yes. But this is some pretty accessible tag removal for everyone, and then it kind of combos into a sort of like dirty laundry version, which that's a
just for trashing, which is way less good. But also, like, look at the amount of like upgrades and assets we're seeing in the set. I think this is very good.
I think it'll be and usable.
Like, runners are getting so much value for runs right now. Like, this is this is going to be a good one. Like, it looks, I think it looks so on the face of it, because the effects are less good, I would say, on the whole, than Deuces Wild, if you just want to sit back and play events. But, like, if you're getting value, any value off of a run, and you play this, oh my god. Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah, the fact that it's tied to the run success is definitely, it makes it a way scarier card for me to play. For sure. There's a lot of risk involved. Maybe that's not the end of the world. Especially if you combo it with like prepaid package or something like that. I think especially anybody is going to be able to run prepaid way more accessibly now because they've got some econ kind of. But none of these options are like, you know, gain three or something like that. So you can't just
work for it. Yeah.
You got to work for it, and you can't really use it to just like sit back and build up. Like, it's going to help you dig through your deck, but it's not just a gravy money card, which I think is a good choice by the design team.
I think it's good. And I think it's like the different options are way better at dealing with like specific archetypes, right? Like, you might never choose the four credits to trash in one matchup, but like versus a horizontal deck, you're going to be using that one for sure.
Yeah, this is a cool design. I like that it costs one influence too. That's really slick.
Yeah, I think it's great. Great little design. Good little card to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really excited to see how people use it. It's I'm excited. Okay. We got two more from the Null Signal Station podcast here. Oh my gosh, this is great. So we've got an HB Sysop upgrade named Volvo Ozetti, and he looks, I can't tell if this is a real person or a hologram, but he has a mug that says Big Mug, which is incredible to me.
It's very jarring, like whiplashy, because like, oh, here's this nice old man with a nice cup of coffee that says Big Hug on it, but it looks like a character from Papers, Please. Have you played that?
Dude, I love that game. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hate that game. It's a game about giving you depression. Oh my god, it's so brutal.
I mean, yeah, I'm probably more in love with the idea of it than the actual gameplay. I didn't play it a ton. In fact, some people made a small 10-minute film that is exceptionally done called Papers, Please. Yeah, you should check it out. It's really good. Like, short film about Papers, Please. There you go. Didn't know you needed that in your life, right?
I did not. News to me.
The drama. All right, so Vovo says, the one cost to res, two to trash. The res cost of each piece of ice protecting the server is lowered by two. Amazing.
Very good.
When your turn ends, you may move this upgrade to the root of another server. Also amazing. And then he says, threat four, the res cost of each card in the root of this server is lowered by two. I assume that does not count himself.
Because you'd have to be rezzed first for that to be active, for sure.
It is kind of interesting that the move kind of triggers at like a weird time, because you're gonna move Vovo to your big remote or whatever, and then you're gonna jam your agenda, and then the runner's gonna run, and you're gonna get two credits on every ice on the way through, and that's pretty good, right? But then the runner is gonna get a chance to trash him, which is probably by design. But it definitely means you're not going to be able to like get your big server all the reses and then get to keep him generally, unless you combo it with the new Caprice. Does that make sense? Hello? Did you go away? Did you get a phone call? Oh no, Phil, I lost you. It's me all by myself. I'm so lonely. There's nobody on my own. What am I going to do without you, Phil? Email. Hello.
Hey.
What happened? Am I back? Yeah, I can hear you now.
I got a call. I got a call, and for some reason, it did not enjoy. Sorry, I'm just parallel parking here.
Do focus on parallel parking.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's secondhand nature.
Multitasking boss mode.
Yeah, sorry, I had to pick up my aunt from the airport, and this is like the only time we could actually do something. So my bad, I'm at the airport now. It's all good. So Volvo, though, I got a lot of opinions about Volvo.
Tell me about Volvo.
The two res cost discount is like, it's okay, but it's not the end of the world. You know, it's like, it's nearly okay.
It's quite good.
It's good, but it's not like game changing, right? Like, unless they run a massive remote that you didn't res anything in. Which, is that happening? It's not happening. Excuse me, just sorry, I fell. Well, finito, same minute. So, I mean, I don't think the use case is there all the time for it. It's going to be rare. But once that threat kicks in, that you can res stuff for two cheaper, that's huge. That's huge. That's your econ. That's everything. Which is like, do you want that late game?
No. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Upgrades.
Hold on. I lost you there. Oh, did you walk into a bad spot? Upgrades.
Yeah. I'm in, maybe in a tunnel. So should we do that? What's the last card?
Last card is Oppo Research.
Oh, this is a big one.
I know. I saved it. Now. I saved it for last. Oh, God.
You'll get me back. I'm coming back. Oh, well, first off the bat, it's the hard-hitting news replacement, right?
Right.
And it's scary. Like, you can't contest this one. You got money, it doesn't matter. They got money, it does matter.
Okay, hold on. So it says, two-cost NBN Gray Ops terminal event. Play only if the runner stole or trashed a corp card. After you resolve this operation, your action phase ends. Okay. Give the runner two tags. Threat three, you may pay five to give the runner two tags. So,
yeah,
not a savage early game. Okay. Great.
It's like, it's pretty good. Like, it costs a lot more than hard-hitting news would have, but
good.
You know, it can end the game as well. I don't know. I think we just all have to live in fear of it.
It seems like an infinitely better hard-hitting news to me, like, for the game.
Oh, like, healthier.
Yeah, way healthier.
I think the condition makes it way healthier, right? Like, steal or trash instead of just any run.
So there is, like, this whole archetype in Netrunner, which is, like, I'm going to bury all my agendas and not score anything, and then I'm just going to punish you economically. It's a prison archetype. And the threat effect kind of neutralizes that to some degree. Although I'm starting to appreciate the value of threat three versus threat four now, because with a threat three card, you can stack a deck with all three pointers and still play that prison style effectively. Sure. So if you just stack your deck with all three pointers, Oppo Research, just if the runner gets one agenda, then you're good to go.
And you can
make that happen. So I think the biggest thing is that it costs seven to give them four tags, which I absolutely love.
That's a lot of credits.
Like, I mean, I feel like that was the problem with hard hitting news, was you could do it at three. Like, as long as the runner had no money, it didn't matter that you didn't have money. You could get insane value off of hard hitting news. And now it's like, you need to have money also. And that fixes so much for me. Like, the economic warfare hard hitting news, which is just like game ending or like having tons of assets, and it's like, trash my assets, and then you're going to get buried 6 feet under the ground or tags under the ground. At least now the corp has to have cash.
I completely agree. Yeah, because if the corp doesn't have money, they shouldn't be scary. But they still.
Agreed.
I love it.
Okay. Wow. I am so pleased by this design.
It's very good. It's very clever. Like a lot of other cards we've seen, they did a good job this cycle. I'm really happy with it because it's like, you look at them and you're not like, oh, this is like overly broken. Like the Endurance, right? You just saw the Endurance, you're like, whoa. I mean, eight, sure, but like, this is a game-defining car. None of these are like, you know, they can be pretty impactful, but they're not going to be, they're not going to affect the whole game in a way that's never been done before. Maybe we might be wrong, but that's how I feel. They're just like very solid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of one. I was dreading this card. I hadn't read it yet. And so from my first impression, I'm very, very pleased with the design, which is incredible. Hard-hitting news is definitely like a game defining card. There's actually a couple like negative game defining cards. I would put both Hard-hitting news and Omar in that category where I've just like, sure, I've always hated them from the day they were born.
Well, I'm okay with an ID being a little bit like that, right? Because like, at least you slap it down at the start of the game. People know what to expect.
I mean, yeah. Does that... I always felt like being able to expect it didn't matter. Like, it's like... You can expect to get annihilated. And then I'm like, okay. And then I do.
You can start playing around it from the get-go is the difference.
Okay.
I think we've gone on too long.
I agree.
Yeah, there was another tunnel. You'd be shocked at the amount of tunnels.
I thought you parallel parked.
Oh, I'm done with that.
Are you walking?
I got the goods.
Oh, I see. Tell them I said hi.
Okay, I will. All right, have a good one.
All right, see you tomorrow, Phil. Bye.